And we're back inside the Therma-Tru booth, which Therma-Tru doors.
Yes.
Ironically, we didn't walk through a door to get in here.
We didn't. There are a lot of doors around here at the booth, but there isn't like some kind of maze of doors. It actually would be kind of cool.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Well,
not
they do have a really cool thing going on right now where, well, actually no one's throwing baseballs.
Yeah, we have the baseball throwing thing back here that I could clearly win without trying that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not even going to do it, of course.
Well, you don't want to embarrass everyone else. You want to make people feel bad walking by. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be a gracious little a guest.
I was going to be a professional baseball player, but I became a remodeler instead.
I think probably a lot of people have that story.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about my world-class athleticism.
Really?
Yeah.
How long is that going to last? Can we talk about it for, I don't know, another 10 seconds?
Anyway.
Anywho.
Right.
Well, you are an urban athlete.
I have run urbanathlon.
A few times.
I've run
done very
races.
Well. You played rugby for a long time.
I did.
Marathons.
I still have my nose to show for it, mostly.
But we're joined by a very special guest.
Yes, we are.
Who we hunted down to be on our program today.
Tracked down, slid tackle in the aisles.
He's actually taped to the chair right now. So he doesn't move. Because he's fast. He's like Mark. Like, you know, he's gonna run away from me. I won't be able to find him.
Well, he's our friend.
Yes, Patrick McComb from Fine Home Building Magazine.
It's great to be here, guys.
Thank you for joining us. Consummate carpenter. Knows everything that there is to know, roughly,
yes.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
Not that much.
Not very much, really, at all.
He's shrinking away modestly. But Patrick is the real deal, and the pages of Fine Home Building are informed by his knowledge. And, you know, having worked with him, that when you edit an article, you edit from having been there.
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I was out in the field for Habitat for Humanity for 7 years. Moved to Vermont, where I met my wife and got a job at JLC, which is another trade magazine.
Right on.
And more recently, I went to Fine Home Building.
That's great. Now, 1,000% chance you're, like, putting a new roof on your house or doing a new kitchen or... So I'm just going to say, what is it?
It's pretty funny that you should mention that. We just bought a new home.
Okay.
And it's really little. 860 square feet, which
really?
Is about half the size of our former house. So the big project has been to shoehorn all the stuff from our bigger home into our little home.
860 square
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
Seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of a green initiative we had.
So the not-so-big house, you're a huge fan of
exactly.
The whole series.
Do you actually have a couch sticking out the window?
Is it all Murphy beds? Yeah.
No, it's enough space for us. It's my wife and myself and my son, who's 4.5 years old. He doesn't take a lot of space up.
Cool.
But all his toys. I mean, like the trucks and all the stuff. And
it's quite an exercise in storage.
Okay.
That's the big project.
Yeah.
And we got rid of some furniture that we found was superfluous. And
where do you put your tools?
I got a big basement.
Oh.
860 square feet of basement in addition to
no
that.
No way.
Yeah. So I have a huge workshop.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Very good.
And how do you get in there?
It's a basement hatch.
We have the hatch, too.
We have the
too.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
not
nice
perfect.
It keeps the dirt out of the house a little more than it would be if it was connected to the living space.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a problem that people have they don't see coming. And then they also clog their HVAC filters with sawdust.
Sure.
Yeah. It never happened to us, of course.
Never has happened to us at all.
Never had about an inch of ice on the HVAC line.
Oh, my goodness.
Why isn't any air blowing out of here?
Why is the house hot? I don't know.
Take the filter out. It's just, it's pure dust.
Like, yeah. Bent.
Yeah, but again, I had to read about that to somebody else it happened to because it wasn't.
Definitely wasn't us.
Definitely
not
us.
No, not at all.
No.
I've gotten good at, you know, cutting material outside and then dragging it into the basement.
So what are you working on right now with your house? Your 860 square foot living and 860 square
Most recently, it's been fitting out the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I built, let me do the math, 64 square feet of shelving.
Wow.
To hold all my hand and power tools, mechanics tools.
Right.
Weird building materials that I just can't seem to part with.
I have the same
thing.
Yeah,
we have the
electrical
same
plumbing fittings, electrical fittings, all that kind of stuff that I can't part with.
Oh, man. I've had the same pieces of, like, cedar siding I got, like, 10 years ago.
I got this really cool installation. It's a a locust post that's supporting the main girder of our house, you know.
Really?
It's original to the house. And I have it entirely covered with my collection of wrecking bars. I call
it the
post of destruction.
That's
so neat.
Gotta be a photo and find
home
building.
So what does your wife
point.
Think of that?
Well, she's also pretty handy.
Yeah.
You know, we met at Habitat for Humanity in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And she took me on vacation to Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed. And that's where I ended up working for the magazine.
That's
business.
A long vacation.
That's yeah. I like that love story.
Oh, that's great.
That's very sweet.
So what is coming up next that you can share with us in the pages of Fine Home Building?
Oh, well, stories on flash and bat insulating. The magazine has recently acquired a project house to do a number of remodeling projects on.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to finally have our own shop that we want to share with the fine woodworking folks.
It's really? About time a magazine did that.
I like that a lot.
It's very cool. It gives you, you know, the magazine a lot of control about the projects, you know,
right.
writing and that kind of stuff.
Now, are the fine woodworking guys hard to share with?
They're pretty tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, the fine woodworking and fine home building personality is pretty different.
Yeah. Because everything is like has its own little place, and they're very, like, meticulous and everything, and
yes,
it has to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a little fussy to that regard, but they take it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the woodworkers
well,
have
I mean,
to
if you,
be.
If you're, like, an editor and you're a woodworker, like, you got to be, like, insane. Like, absolutely insane.
You too.
You watched that. I did that for a year.
Well, case in point. I mean, we know you, Patrick. So, where's the surprise there?
Yeah, it's true. It's a fuzzy personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes woodworking woodworking.
You have to be precise to precise precision. And those kind of mindsets don't overlap in the carpentry end of things where there's plenty of bang and smash.
Right.
And framing, for example, quarter inch isn't close enough. That's dead on money.
Right.
If you're within a quarter inch, that is money.
Yes.
Yeah. So
where's
mindset.
The project house? I'm curious. Can we come by?
Behind the building that I work at. It's
really?
Literally on the same property.
Can you say what kind of house it is, or is it still a secret? Or
no, it's a rather eclectic architectural style.
Uh-huh.
It's got a stone veneer on it. It's a ranch home with a two-car garage. It's really rough around the edges.
Sweet.
It needs a lot of work. It's the perfect project place.
Awesome.
How fun
awesome.
That
so,
is.
So you'll get to go from computer to strapping your bags on.
Thank God, because
yeah.
I don't have, you know, the attention span to work 8 hours behind a computer.
You awesome. Are just yeah. like my husband.
That's why you are friend of ours and friend of the show. There's the, yeah, who's ready to get out of
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
There's so much more to learn by actually doing it.
Yes. Know? Yes.
That's so cool.
That is true. And this is Patrick McComb. He is an editor with Fine Home Building Magazine.
A great publication.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Run by real pros. And we are here in the Therma-True booth at the remodeling show.
We are.
Yeah. So
that's
just my little update right there.
I like it. Well, oh, I'm getting out. We have 1 minute left.
We got 1 minute. Patrick, you're going to make it.
So
I wasn't sure. I was touch and go for a minute.
So in the 1 minute left, what is something cool that you've seen walking around the remodeling show?
55 seconds.
The coolest thing
40
is
seconds.
50 seconds. 10 seconds.
Bosch gliding miter saw.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
So cool.
Wow, good
you
answer.
Know, like, power tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's a beauty. It's truly different, you know?
Yeah. And do you see uses for it all over different job sites and workshops?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Anyone who would ordinarily use a miter or a sliding miter saw, yeah, that's the one you want.
Wow.
It's kind of spendy, but boy, is it cool.
Right on.
Oh, I like that. Spendy.
Spendy. Well, we're going to spend some time on a break.
We are, unfortunately.
Great segue.
We're good at that. We're professional radio people.
Dazzled.
And we'll be back with more from the remodeling show and the Therma-True booth with more My Fix-It-Up Life.